On December 18th, 1892, the Nutcracker Ballet debuted at the Mariinsky Theater in St. Petersburg, Russia. It was based on a tale by E.T.A. Hoffman, and the music was by Tchaikovsky. Commentator Tanya Barrientos is no Scrooge, but this is one holiday tradition that she says she can do without.
It's that time of the year again when, in the name of peace on earth and goodwill toward men, we all end up doing something we hate. And like lemmings to the sea, we schlep the kids to the nearest performance of the Nutcracker Ballet. I know it's a holiday classic, one of those cultural must-dos like piano recitals and modern art. But honestly, is there anyone over the age of 8 who actually enjoys sitting through that ballet? Don't get me wrong, I think everybody should see the Nutcracker at least once. But really, even when it's staged by the best, it's not what you would consider white-hot entertainment. Sure, the costumes are pretty, and the music is too, but the story? It's as old and tired as Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Girl gets Nutcracker. Girl breaks Nutcracker. Girl gets dragged to Sugarland, where she's forced to sit through a lineup of talent that would make Simon Cowell cry. Face it, Harry Potter, it's not. I'm not saying we should get rid of the ballet altogether. As sappy as it is, it's still a great way to introduce kids to old-world music and dance. And there's something to be said for taking 2 hours out of the year to simply sit still and appreciate art. But if the Nutcracker ever hopes to truly compete with Xbox games and iPods, it needs an extreme makeover. I don't mean staging the show on ice or transforming it into a Barbie video, both of which have already been done. I'm talking about something radical, something that will make the ballet more Survivor than Sugar Plum Fairy. Maybe instead of the snowflake dance, there should be skateboarders doing nose grinds and kickflips. Maybe Clara should be chauffeured to the land of sweets in a souped-up NASCAR. Or the audience could get into the act. They could dream up some Donald Trump-like challenges for the cast to do. They could watch the coffee and chocolate dances and then take a vote to see which tutu should be tossed from the footlights. Okay, maybe that's going too far. But trust me, when you find yourself wedged in a dark theater seat, dozing through yet another round of Waltz the Flowers, my plan for skateboarders won't sound all that bad.
Tanya Barrientos is a features writer and columnist at the Philadelphia Inquirer.